What up to welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you for finding your way over to this side of the podcast universe. If it's not your first time tuning in, thank you for coming back and listening to me talk my shit. This episode is being brought to you by High Quality Edibles and Drinks. Let's see, it's High Quality, HIGHKUALITY _ on Instagram. Slide on over, you know, get them a follow. Order some goods. Let's see, we got some lemonades here. We got mango lemonade, strawberry lemonade, island punch. We got regular lemonade. We got some Rice Krispie treats here. Let's see, that looks like a regular one. Let's see, we got, Fruity Pebbles. We got some cookies. So, I've had the, strawberry lemonade. That's pretty good. So, yeah, they make some really good products. You know, so yeah, get them a follow, order some goods, and enjoy the ride. So this episode is going to be about what I've been watching lately. So, you know, as usual, log on to Xvideos and Pornhub. That's pretty much where I stay. And, you know, clicking away, you know, trying to check in my usuals, you know, my usual search tags is, you know, few new videos out there, some really good stuff being made. And then I find myself watching tribbing videos. So I'm like, okay, so boom. That's where I come off the porn highway at tribbing exit, right? So I'm like, alright, so I'm in it, right? And then I start looking for let me put this search tag together. So I was like, let me look up tribbing squirt videos. So find quite a few of those, right? Some really good ones. And so then I was like, all right, I got to talk about it. And I learned a few things. So tribbing is actually derived from the word tribadism, right? So this is what I found on Wikipedia. And it says tribadism, or tribbing, commonly known by its scissoring position, is a lesbian sexual practice in which a woman rubs her vulva against her partner's body for sexual stimulation, especially for stimulation of the clitoris. This may involve vulva-to-vulva contact or rubbing the vulva against the partner's thigh, stomach, buttocks, arm, or other body part, excluding the mouth. A variety of sex positions are practiced, including the missionary position. The term tribadism originally encompassed societal beliefs about women's capability of being penetrative sexual partners. Women accused of having been penetrative during sexual activity were subject to ridicule or punishment. In modern times, the term typically refers to various forms of non-penetrative sex between women. It may also involve vaginal penetration by use of fingers, a dildo, or double penetration dildo. So, I've seen this quite a few times, but I've seen it in different forms. The Japanese form of massage, nuru massage. I've seen that, and then it kind of hit me like, oh, that's, you know, it's along the same lines. So then that's that. And then let's see, we're gonna break down squirting. And let's see, this is female ejaculation is characterized as an expulsion of fluid from the Skene's gland at the lower end of the urethra during or before an orgasm. It is also known colloquially as squirting or gushing, although research indicates that female ejaculation and squirting are different from phenomena, with squirting being attributed to a sudden expulsion of liquid that partly comes from the bladder and contains urine. Female ejaculation is physiologically distinct from coital incontinence, with which it is sometimes confused. So that pretty much breaks down to say that that's the regular argument of, is squirting pee? And like I say, I've taken a class on it, and the presenter of the class was like, no, it's not pee. But then, you know, some people are like, oh, I've tasted it, I've smelled it, it's pee. No, it's not pee, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But you know, we gonna get into that a whole lot later. But yeah, check out, you know, jump on Wikipedia, check out tribidism and female ejaculation. It gives a whole lot of information, which I am not going to bore y'all with reading all of it. But like I said, you know, I was on X videos and Pornhub and looking up, let's see, yeah, tribbing squirt, and got some pretty good ones here. As I was talking to Miss Reed, and I was telling her, she's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm recording for the podcast," and I took a picture, you know, my little setup, and she was like, "Are you jerking off?" And I was like, "No, you can't jerk off and record an episode. It's just weird. At least I wouldn't do it." But anyway, so yes, I do have porn up right now, and I'm going down. Let's see, we got some. Got some really good videos here. So yeah, check out that category, tribbing squirt. Let me know what you think about it. The one thing I do like about X videos is when you do a search, it gives you a whole lot of other related search words. Because sometimes you might look for a search word and you don't find anything, but then you slide over to another category and you got a whole list of just other things that you might find even better videos there. So yeah, that's what I've been watching lately. This is what I'm probably gonna be watching for, I don't know, a while, because this is a pretty dope category, right? Right. And something else I've been watching lately, I was surprised to find this one, is one of my favorite amateur performers. Her name is Show and Tell. She's been making content with Rick Nasty and what's that, Cool's Hound, and there's another one, Jawjackers. They're all kind of under the same umbrella. She's been making content with them for shit, I guess 3-4 years. At least I've been watching it for that long. But she recently popped up and she did her first DP scene with them. It's pretty fucking dope. Psyched about that one. I've probably watched it about 4 times already. And yeah, so shout out to Show and Tell, man. She's doing the first DP scene. You know, check it out. It's on, if you jump on Pornhub and look up D-Ruff Bandit. He's one of the performers for under that group. He's got a whole lot of videos. Really dope amateur videos. I don't watch too much, like, professional videos anymore. It doesn't seem to be that many studios like making you know, content anymore, and I think it's probably because like the paradigm has shifted a little bit into, you know, folks like, you know, hey, I can make it, I can put it out, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so check that out. You know, that's what I've been watching. And yeah, and another set of videos I've been watching on Pornhub is, you gotta check this one out. It's Lips on Hips. So it's Lips_on_hips, right? So they are a couple from British Virgin Islands, and I've seen one of their videos, like y'all might have seen it too, on like I saw one of their videos on Tumblr. Which do got a Tumblr page. It's not Laptop Chronicles name, but I'll slide that name over so y'all can check it out. But I saw one of their videos, and they are a couple, like, they all they do is just deep throat videos, and I'm watching one and I'm like, all right, this shit is like, you know, she's going in, he's going in. I'm like, okay, it's just a one-time video. No, you get on their profile, that is what they do. All deep throat, face fucking, throat pie, all that. So, you know, that's the profiles of the week. You know, check out D-Ruff Bandit, check out Lips on Hips. Give them a follow, you know. And once again, yeah, slide on over to High Quality. Or, you know, High Quality _ for your edible and lemonade needs of the edible kind. And got a few shout outs for the month. So this month, a few things going on. October 4th through 10th was Mental Health Awareness Week. So shout out to everybody who's trying to be aware and are aware of their mental health, man, because it's important. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and he was just like, this shit is just overwhelming. You know, trying to maintain your own personal sanity and with what's going on in the world and everything. Please get out and vote. You know what I'm saying? Make that shit happen, because, man, this shit's got to change. But a lot of things are affecting a lot of people, me included. You know, and so, you know, shout out to everybody, you know, taking charge of their mental health and trying to take 10 steps forward, not just 2 steps, 10 steps forward. October 11th was National Coming Out Day. That's for people in the LGBTQIA+ community. And that is an annual LGBT Awareness Day. Well, this is the definition on Wikipedia. So it's an annual LGBT Awareness Day observed on October 11th to support lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, and sometimes other groups, typically grouped within the LGBT community, to quote-unquote come out of the closet. First celebrated in the United States in 1988, the initial idea was grounded in a feminist and gay liberation spirit of the personal being political, and the emphasis on the most basic form of activism being coming out to family, friends, and colleagues, and living life as an openly lesbian or gay person. The foundational belief is that homophobia thrives in an atmosphere of silence and ignorance, and that once people know that they have loved ones who are lesbian or gay, they are far less likely to maintain homophobic or oppressive views. Which, that's the idea, but, you know, unfortunately, man, for a lot of people who are under a lot of different categories in society, we've heard a lot of people have experienced that, you know, coming out and being quote unquote different than, you know, the people around you does not make them less homophobic or oppressive. And what I'll say to, you know, everybody, if you have to come out, if you need to come out, do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you, man, you got friends around you, you got family around you that will love you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? I have people who are in this category in my family. They don't change no different. Shit, they still my family. You know what I'm saying? I got friends in this category. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? So yes, October 11th, National Coming Out Day. So remember that next year, you know, if one of your friends or your family chooses you to come out, chooses you to come out, man, support them, give them a hug, high five, go have a drink, you know what I'm saying? Go get some high quality drinks, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy that shit. And definitely want to give a couple birthday shout outs to the homie Samira, who's pretty much one of the funniest fucking people on the planet. Shout out to her. I ain't gonna say no more, cause she's probably fucking cracking up right now. You know what? I'm gonna tell you how fucking silly she is. And she put this on Facebook one day. Like, she said she was at work. She was working in the building, and a fire alarm went off, and she said she grabbed her shit and she was out the door. And she said she worked in the back of the building and she was gone. And she said she got out there and, you know, she had her purse, her lunch bag, keys in her, standing next to her car. She said like 5 minutes later, she was like, everybody else was coming out the building. She had a bunch of white people coming out the building, looking around, wondering what's going on. She was like, y'all don't know the sign. She was like, I'm black, we don't fuck around. But of course, I don't say it as funny as she did. But yeah, shout out to her. Shout out to the homie Kristen. It was her birthday. You know, tried to get up there for her party, couldn't make it. But if you remember, Kristen was on episode back in June. She's been a huge supporter of the podcast since I started it. shit, been friends. Shit, we've been friends for, fuck, almost 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? That's the homie. So, shout out to Samir and Kristen for their birthdays. Y'all fuckers are old now. as we all are. And shout out to the homie Corey, Baltimore County Forever Podcast, who has now added sound engineer to his resume, because yeah, he got some shit going on over there. It's pretty cool. Shout out to Dirty Tim Vic, who has now become my nemesis. I don't know how, but yeah, check out the latest episode, man. Me and Corey and Vic were recording, and once Vic get that sauce in him, man, ain't no telling where the fuck that conversation will go. Shout out to Norm Regular. Make sure you stream his music, man. He got something dropping, something big. Let's see, shout out to everybody, man, you know, trying to make it in this world. We all trying to make it, all trying to make it day to day, get to that next milestone that we need. And yeah, make sure you jump on porn and you know, or Pornhub X videos, you know, check out the tripping squirt videos and everything else you need to, you know, enjoy your time in on the porn highway. Make sure you drink water, you know, make sure you keep your pee clear, eat your fruit, vegetables, you know, eat clean, you'll taste better. Make sure you're getting that exercise, doing your ab work, your upper abs, your lower abs. You know, keep your dick health good, your vagina health good. Make sure you do your kegels, you know, drop down and give me 20. Drop down to get your kegel on. You know what? That's going to be a new hashtag. Yes. Drop down to get your kegel on. Right on. There we go. See? I do it for the people. But thank you for tuning in and listening. You know, make sure you shout me out, you know, on Instagram. Slide through the email. You got some questions, some links you want to share. And stay tuned for the Laptop News Network. Got a couple articles I'm going to share with you all. And see y'all next time. Peace. So this episode of the Laptop News Network got a story coming out of New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's titled "Priest Recorded Having Group Sex on Altar of Pearl River Church," police say. Three arrested. Let's see. The lights inside Saints Peter and Paul Roman Catholic Church in Pearl River were on later than usual on September 30th, so a passerby stopped to take a closer look. Peering inside, the onlooker saw the small parish's pastor half-naked, having sex with two women on the altar. According to court documents, the women were dressed in corsets and high-heeled boots. There were sex toys and stage lighting and a mobile phone, as well as a separate camera were mounted on tripods recording it all. An eyewitness took video, called the police, who arrived at the church, viewed the recording, and officers arrested the Reverend Travis Clark on obscenity charges. Let's see. I'm gonna scroll down a little bit. It says, new details, however, have emerged in court filings that paint a lurid picture of a priest recording himself engaged in sexual role play while desecrating a sacred place within the church. Let's see, talks about one of the actresses. She's an adult film actress who also works as a hires dominatrix. Let's see, Mindy Dixon, she put on one of her social media accounts that she was on her way to New Orleans to meet another dominatrix and quote unquote defile the house of God. At first I saw this and I was like, what the fuck did they get arrested for? And it was obscenity charges. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's against the law. But y'all know me. Shit, I know some of y'all. If I walk by a building, I see some lights on, and I peek through, and I see a threesome going on, a sex scene, I'm going to go get some popcorn. I'm going to get a chair. I'm going to pull up, and I'm going to finish watching. You know what I'm saying? Call up a few of the homies, and we all going to watch. You know, but, you know, not everybody thinks like us. So, but yeah. Shout out to Reverend Travis Clark and his two friends for making a dope scene. I kind of want to watch it. I know those cops probably saw it and were like, they was like, oh shit, we know, all right, we gotta go in and arrest them. But yeah, you know, folks down in Louisiana getting it in. Oh yeah, it did say the archdiocese had to go to the church and perform a ritual to, you know, restore the sanctity of the altar. Eh, okay, I guess. Still want to see the video though. Got another quick news piece that popped up. I guess recently, over the weekend, Cardi B, you know, she got a little sauced up, and she put up, I think it was on Instagram, she was laying there, she had her titties out, and she put that picture up for the world to see. And then folks on Twitter are talking about, you know, a bunch of folks on Twitter is criticizing her, talking about her areolas. Look, y'all know me. I love titties. Big, small, A cups, C cups, double K, G, whatever. You know, I love, and top of that, oatmeal raisin size areolas. Love them. You know, and the first thing that popped in my head, because I'm looking at a couple Twitter feeds, and I'm like, I cannot believe that motherfuckers are criticizing and talking about Cardi B's areolas. Like, dude, these dudes have obviously never seen Havana and Savannah Ginger, because their areolas are legendary. Thinking about them right now. Yeah, man, like, folks, if y'all criticizing Cardi B's titties and areolas, stop it. Just, you know what I'm saying, keep scrolling, you know, delete yourself off of social media if that kind of shit bothers you, you know, like, man, fuck that. Anyway, that's it for the Laptop News Network. Shout out to Pastor Travis Clark. If you can, you know what I'm saying, hope you get a GoFundMe. I'll donate 47 cents to your bail or to your legal defense fund, courtesy of the Laptop Chronicles. And shout out to Cardi B. Girl, keep showing them titties. All right, we out.